This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Now, there's a movie I haven't seen, quite interested in it. It was quite a big success around the world, released in 2008. It starred Clint Eastwood and was the movie Gran Torino. Maybe you saw that movie. As I said, I haven't seen it, but I understand it's an amazing story about a Korean War veteran by the name of Walt Kulinski, who lives alone. His wife had died, and this guy was angry with everyone. He's sort of alienated from his family, dying with lung cancer. He was a grumpy old man. And this movie, I understand, addresses two issues of loss and suffering. Now, when you think about those two words, loss and suffering, it's something that we all face from one time or another. And in one scene, he's sitting at home, and the young priest comes to visit him. Now, Walt is not happy with him. In fact, he kicks him out of his home. But this priest, a newly ordained priest, didn't give up on him. He willingly admits to Walt that he doesn't have all the answers, but he does know that God won't give up on him. Eventually, Walt dies, and Father Janovich, the young priest, spoke at his funeral. This is what he said. "Walt Kulinski once said to me that I knew nothing about life or death. Well, he was right. I really knew nothing about life or death until I got to know Walt, and boy, did I learn." Now, when I read that, there's something quite profound in that statement. The priest really was saying in the movie he learned something significant about life and death through one man. And I think that really resonates the way we live today. Life and death. How much do you know about death? Now, I know that's not a cheerful topic. We prefer to talk about nicer things. But this is reality. You will die one day. So will I. You read today's death notices in the paper and you'll see many names of people of different ages who've left us. And the funeral preparations are underway for family and friends to come and say goodbye. Now, this is a complex matter, which we'll look at again tomorrow. It reminds me of a lady in her 70s who was actually told she only had a short time to live. In fact, it was 54 days from the time that the doctor told her until she actually died. So you can imagine her family was quite devastated, and they went to visit her each day. And the day of her death, she said to her son from her bed, "Why didn't someone teach me how to die? We were taught at our mother's knee how to live, but not how to die." Well, again, that's profound. Who knows how to prepare for death? Brian Sweeney was one of the passengers on board the United Airlines 175 that crashed into the World Trade Center on the 11th of September 2001. He phoned his wife during those horrible moments and left the message, this heart-wrenching message. "Hi, Jules," he said, "it's Brian. I'm on a plane. It's hijacked. It doesn't look good. And I just want to let you know that I love you and I hope to see you again. And if I don't, have fun in life and live your life the best you can. Know that I love you no matter what and I'll see you again." How can you make sense of death in these circumstances? It's very difficult. And sometimes all we do is we just don't want to think about death, because it actually is a bit of a sober reminder of our own mortality and our weakness. It frightens us, I think, because we instinctively know that someday we're going to die. We know people who've died. It makes us think. It makes us think about our own lives and the priorities and the goals that we might have and ourselves, so we avoid it. Martin Luther said we should live with the day of our death constantly before our eyes. And he said that way, I guess we won't be surprised when that day finally comes. Death is no respecter of persons. One out of one people will die. So I think we've got to take it seriously. Hebrews 9:27 from the New Testament says, "We die only once and then we are judged." So that's an appointment that we cannot skip and no one can postpone. But knowing Jesus as Lord and Saviour brings no fear in death. Lord, we understand these serious issues. Help us, Lord, to just think about them a bit more and have hope in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.